Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. Appreciate you tuning in. Hope you're out in your backyard firing up a grill or smoker, or maybe even a deep fryer for that turkey, because it's all about Turkey Day that we're going to be talking about. But before we get to that, it's chili and beer. I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. What's brewing over there, buddy?
Yeah, I'm still just enjoying this little taste of Pilsner from Gravel Bottom here. But I had the pleasure of riding up the elevator with Molly Monet, and she's the lovely young lady that puts on the chili cook-off in Ada. This is the fourth year. Molly, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Of course.
Molly, we're the Grilling Guys are back for the fourth stanza of the event. Tell us a little bit about it, where it is, and when it is.
Yeah, so the Ada Chili and Beer Festival is on December 2nd. It's Saturday morning right after the Santa Christmas Parade in the heart of downtown Ada. Fourth year we're doing it. We had, I think, 2,000 or so people last year. So we're looking for it to be a little bit bigger, more exciting this year. We have 20 breweries participating this year and 40 chili contestants, teams.
Wow.
Yeah, 40
nice.
Teams. So we're really excited. We're excited to have you guys there.
Well, we're excited to be there as well, because in true Grilling Guys fashion, we can't do this on our own. We have to have our right-hand crutch, and that is a little Gravel Bottom brewery that we've decided to come back again and defend our championship in the brewery chili division with our partners from last year. Matt Michaels is in the studio with us as well, Gravel Bottom Brewery proprietor. And we're going to throw down some chili, Matt. What are we doing for our little special beer? Because we always do one.
Yeah, it's no contest this year. We're going to totally take this thing.
talking. Yeah. You better open another growler,
This year we're bringing on Bucketfoot, which is our black IPA, one of our more popular beers. But we aged that on some jalapenos, and we call that Blisterfoot. And so we're bringing that into the pair that up with the chili. We figured that'd be a great pairing, and I just can't wait to show that off.
Right. I like it. Well, and we, as part of the beer and chili partnership event, we actually will be using a little bit of that beer in our chili. So moms and kids, it's okay. The alcohol will burn off as we cook the chili, and we're just going to get that little bit of heat out of that beautiful black bucket foot that we're going to put in that chili. I can't wait, man. So, Molly, can people come to this event, or is it just for a competition?
No, people are welcome. We encourage it. You can buy tickets online. We have a Facebook page, Ada Chili Beer. You can buy tickets through tomorrow, 20% off. Or after tomorrow, you can get, it's $10 for 5 taste tickets, which one taste ticket you can get either a 3-ounce sample of chili or beer.
It's a tough call.
It is.
Let's see, I'm hungry, I'm thirsty.
Right. You know, the Grilling Guys team is going to be running a special, 2 tickets for a taste of beer and chili.
Okay. Right. Absolutely. Love it.
Say that again. You're such a cheater.
I'm not cheating, but you're going to want to, if you only get 5 tickets, you're going to want to spend 2 of them right when you walk in, because
we'll
be right there.
You can get more than just the 5. We do have, more packages
available.
Yeah,
everybody buys more tickets.
Oh, you have to. Yeah. You have to. With 40 different chilies and 20 different breweries there, most of them bringing more than just one beer, you have to try most, as much as you can.
And it's a stellar group of brewers that you get in. This isn't like lowlifes. This is a lot of top dogs. This is real pros.
These are some of the best that GR has to offer.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Absolutely.
A lot of them are good friends of mine that we've asked to come in here and over the last few years, and it's just really grown. And the breweries, they really enjoy the event, and so they're out there having just as much fun as you guys.
Well, I hope it snows so it's nice and snowy like it was last year.
Yeah. So Molly, I know the teams. We can start throwing down our chili ingredients. Everything has to be brought there in a package, all natural, nothing pre-cooked. So we'll start at 6:30. I think we got to have it ready for the judges at like 11, and then 11:30 maybe.
Yeah.
And then when can the public start showing up, and when can they expect to eat chili?
Yep. So it happens right after the Santa Parade wraps up. We're looking at about 11 o'clock. Doors open, and it goes through 4. So Come out anytime, 11 to 4, right at the community church in the heart of downtown Ada, where you can't miss the tents. There will be two big old tents in the parking lot.
We just call it the beer church.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah. Is there any entertainment or anything there other than the chili? Yeah,
yep, there will be a band there. We're looking at Highway 22 is going to come out and play for us. There's activity sheets will be on the tables for the kids. We have donuts, hot dogs, popcorn, cotton candy, the works.
So it's just not chili.
It's a wonderful
event. At the end of each one, I'm just like, wow, this really turns out. I mean, thousands of people, and you just started it, it'll be 4 years ago
now. 4 years.
So hats off to you.
Yeah.
Good job, Molly.
Yeah, it's a great event. Great event. We have a great team planning it, so we're looking forward to having everybody come out.
Yep. I'd like to add those tents. Just don't be afraid of the weather.
No.
I guess one of the most impressive things about this event is they are ready for it. These tents are up. They're heated. They're warm.
It's beautiful.
Everybody's having a great time. So don't worry about the weather.
Yeah, plenty of parking. Great. You're in Ada. That's always a plenty of parking, right? We'll just leave it at that. But anyway, Molly, thanks for spending some time with us. I see you got one of those gravel bottoms in front of you, too. I hope you're enjoying that.
And, yeah, very good.
I know that mine is empty, Matt. So let's talk a little bit about that bucket foot that we're going to be making, the blistered version, into the chili. But what do you have with you today about the bucket foot?
Yeah, so I brought in a sample of the bucket foot. It's not the blister foot. This is the standard bucket foot that we bring out. So this is our version of what we call black IPA. And we designed this beer to be a black IPA from the ground up. So we do put in hops that are on the piney spectrum to match with those roast malts that we have in there. But you'll find that it's a real nice, roasty, complex malt profile, and then that's really balanced with, the heavy hopping and the bitterness.
So the color comes from the malting of the grains, or where does the dark color come from?
Actually, almost all of the grains are malted. That's where they sprout them and help to unleash those enzymes that we turn into, or those.
Thank you, I misspoke. Right.
Yeah,
right.
That we turn into sugars.
Yeah, right. You forgot the enzymes, Joppy.
Yeah.
Okay. Not my first time to forget an enzyme.
The starches, the enzymes. The enzymes, create the starches. But anyways, but then they roast it at different temperatures, to get these different flavor profiles, and they change the actual sugar compounds in the grain itself, and the dark color comes from a very high heat roasting.
That's what I was
of those.
Say. And then you put the lime in the coconut, and it turns out great.
Don't
this
call me in the morning.
This tastes like a Scotch ale. It's got a lot of close similarities to.
I don't think that's necessarily wrong. I think that works pretty good, but yeah,
I love
the Scotch ale, you're going to find there's a lot more caramelization, and it's going to be a little bit lighter and less roasty.
Oh, I agree.
But it's a real good beer too.
This is beautiful.
So Bob, I would pair this. It's happening already, isn't it? Yes. I would pair this with some barbecued ribs or something that had a little bit of a sweet but spicy profile to it. This would work very well with this. And the cool part about this is, Matt, is that you can drink this at a variety of temperatures. This isn't one that has to be super cold or better warm. I'm good up and down as it sits there on the table and it warms up a little bit after you pour it.
You know what I'd pair this with? Chili.
Chili, yeah.
Personally, Jop, on that point, I love to drink it warm. In fact, a lot of times these guys will pour me a pint and I'll let it sit for a good 5-10 minutes before I actually start
drinking. Well,
you're
usually pretty busy in the brewery. You're working the crowd pretty heavy.
I'm a pretty good talker, yeah.
You don't get a chance to sit down too often. Everybody wants a piece of a mat when they're in there. So I noticed that you're very good as a proprietor in spreading the love around that place. And
I appreciate that.
That's why people like coming in. They love it when the owner spends time with them.
Yeah, well, it's why we're in the business, is to help create that community and be a part of it.
That's great. Hey, Matt, can you stick around for the next segment?
We
might want to have a chat about another couple of those growlers that you've got going there because I'm not done.
Going to get more fun.
He's
not
afraid
done.
He's going to run out.
Right, yeah. I'm the only thing between him and the door, so I gotta slow him down. He's bigger than I am. But anyway, coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit of Turkey Day, man. It's just coming up next week, so it wouldn't be the grilling guys unless we were talking maybe a little deep fry, a little Souve, little spatchcock. I don't know where we'll go with it. But anyway, you're listening to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back. Let's go dancing on the ceiling. Keep on living that teenage dream.
song for another time.